Fair Bobcats keep racking up the wins in the state tournament. The Alton Comets lose a heartbreaker last night, and the Arkansas Razorbacks have won another one. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Let's get right to the high school basketball. Thayer Bobcats played host to the Charleston Blue Jays last night over to Thayer High School Gym in the state sectional. A close game early, which saw Thayer actually trail by 9, ended up to be a rout by the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcats rallied to beat Charleston 78-54. After the game, I talked with head coach Matt Pitt, says he thinks it was key that his players can handle the basketball.
You know, we were just fortunate enough tonight that, you know, Jace being able to handle the basketball is a big deal in that game, and Landry being able to handle it, and Lane being, I mean, that's just, that may be the most undervalued thing about our club, is the fact that we can all dribble it enough that somebody like Jace having the big kid guarding him out on the perimeter, that's a terrible matchup for him.
The junior All-State candidate led the Bobcats with 30 points on the night. Jace Haven had his 17, Gage Pitts with 14, Lane Grimes with 12. Bobcats approved to 24-1, advanced to the state quarterfinals Friday night. They'll play at home against Lift for Life Christian Academy, who beat Arcadia Valley last night 68-34. The number one ranked Hartville Eagles win again in the Class 3 tournament. They beat Steelville 84-39. They'll face Greenwood on Friday night. In the Class 2 sectionals, the Alton Comets lose a heartbreaker last night. Comets had an 18-point lead and end up losing 52-50 to Campbell. Campbell rallied and got a steal and a layup in the final 5 seconds to win that game. Alton Comets again go down to defeat last night in the state sectionals. In the Class 5 District 9 semifinals, the West Plains Zizzer boys saw their season come to an end last night. They lose at Marshfield to the Blue Jays 50-45. Seniors Taylor Harrison led the way with 19 points. Owen Harris scored 11 for the Zizzers, who end their season 13-12. Marshfield moves on. They'll play Rolla in the Class 5 District 9 Championship on Friday at the West Plains Civic Center. Class 4 District 11 girls semifinals last night. Ava beats Hollister 51-44. Forsyth knocked off Willow Springs 61-53. And in Arkansas, the 5A West boys semifinals. Mountain Home beats Valonia 45-44. Mountain Home moves into the district championship. High school basketball on the schedule today. The Class 1 regionals get underway, and at 10 o'clock this morning, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will play Westside down at ICC. We'll have that game for you on K-Country 95. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the Viola boys will take on Maynard. Again, that tournament being held at Izzard County Consolidated. In the 2A Central Regional at Melbourne, at 4 o'clock today, the Melbourne girls play Conway Christian. And at 7 tonight, the Melbourne boys will play Maumelle Charter. 3A Region 2 at Bergman, the Hoxie girls will play Harding Academy. In the 4A East Regional at Blytheville, at 10 o'clock this morning, the Pocahontas girls play Pulaski Academy, and at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the Pocahontas boys will play Mills University Studies. In the Class 2 sectionals in Missouri, at 6 o'clock, the Ellington girls are at Holcomb, and at 6 o'clock, the Dora girls are at Richland. Well, the Arkansas Razorbacks are playing their best basketball at the right time of the season. Razorback coach Eric Musselman's not sure where it leads, but he's enjoying each winning performance out of his team. Last night, Moses Moody tied his career high with 28 points. The 12th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks won their 10th straight in the Southeastern Conference, a 101-73 victory over South Carolina. Arkansas had its most three-pointers in an SEC game this season with 15, and matches the program's last 10-game winning streak of the 1994 national champions. Arkansas ends the regular season at home against Texas A&M on Saturday. College basketball tonight, Missouri's at Florida. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies playing over at the West Plains Civic Center tonight. They take on St. Louis Community College. Missouri State men's basketball stands out Isaiah Mosley and Gage Prim were named to the All-Missouri Valley Conference first team. Announcement made by the league on Tuesday. Major League Baseball, St. Louis Cardinals and Florida Marlins played to a 0-0 tie yesterday. Kansas City lost to the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Today, the Cardinals play the Mets. The Royals take on the White Sox. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.